This morning, shall we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. And we'll read verse 13 and 14. These are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." This morning I want us to think about the way to life. The way to life. This part of scripture is part of the lengthy sermon of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We normally call it a Sermon on the Mount. And in this chapter, he was doing various applications and exhorting many things in it. And here, he exhorts his hearers to enter in at the straight gate. And then he tells them that the straight gate is that which leads to life. So this morning, I want us to think about the way to life. And okay, the best thing I want to say, a kwanya edu ko enkwemu. Na meka se some yenu aya kan ye in some way ka ye urade Jesus Christo ye ka the sermon on the mount and some bia o trap ko so ka ye wa pa a go for brenim na na ye ka se edu o be wiye na so ka nsem a o de hye nkofo in fact se omo fa sa nyuma ni omo djuma na 13 14 no de o say nipa no of so so omo mbra e kwan bia mu akiri mu. Now say I know that they come home. Now how do you say can be a Muslim or they know they call or say him. So this morning, as I said, we think about the way to life. And you know, the last verse of this chapter tells us that for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. As elsewhere, we are told that this he taught like no other man, and he taught with authority. And you know, Christ himself was God, the very God, and he also came and proclaimed the gospel of life, because in him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him alone we can have life. So he only can tell us things that can give us life. And you know, his words are life. I mean, it concerns our souls, and it also affects our soul's destiny. Whatever Christ taught has effect on our soul's destiny, whether to eternal life or eternal destruction. Whether we hear it or we reject it. So that is whatever Christ exhorts us to take heed. So he exhorts them to embrace the truth he has laid out. There can say, you ready, Jesus Christ, no, on one and one, 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 if you say one, and 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 one, ni papa so e be ko o sey mo no pe na obi a otumi che sa enu ma no en ti dey kan say o kan say me bere wie no no o se o se obi a say on obi a en fa en kwa enu na e be boa obi a en ti ne kure na o kan enu na egusu a ye pe say ehwe mu nsem. You know that our Lord knew that majority of his hearers will not accept all that he had, because all that he said, if you look at the beginning of his sermon, most of them were in contradiction to the general religion at the time, what the scribes and Pharisees were teaching the poor at the time. So, you know, most of the things he taught were against the people who heard him, their worldly desires and their preconceptions. Yet, he knew that though they might be against it and they might not like it, yet he urged them to choose it, since they are the ways of life. It's like knowing that something is good for someone, and the person seems not to understand, or seems to even reject it, and you are trying to urge the person to take. So he urged them what? Enter. It's like a command. Enter ye. So it's a command to enter into life. The year can say, you read the Yes Christo. When you send someone no canon, ni padrona ne water, hono Jew for some of for a see for ne scribe for an church and seminal. Almost a moment can I should dear some question for a sin or dear free say. No much in your man, not infanipa and quite and quim. Now, Christos, you said, Nipan 18, or more appendia, and your man with tribunal, and then the name of the boy, Brano. of course, as from say omo fa enkwa ensem na wo kan na me ka say se obi a woni ma dia ye ma obi na nipa na so ntia se na wo so wo se ne se fa ne be ya ma wo kra na se be ya ma wa brabo. So if our Lord exhorted these people or commanded them to take his words that are words of life and to consider it and to have life for themselves, what are we to do? Should we be less concerned with what our Savior says to enter into life, to enter into eternal life through what he has said? We'll go on and actually take these things and learn how it is. So, but let's go on by looking at another aspect of what he has said. By these expressions, the Lord gave us two ways of life in this world, which each one of us, when he comes to this world, will have to go out of it with one. Although all of us come in one of these ways, and yet at a point in time, all of us are given opportunity to choose. I mean, the other one, but many chooses to be in the same way that we came into this world. So we see that the Lord shows us the two ways of life. Which one we choose will lead to eternity, either of destruction or of eternal life. He says the entrance to one is wide, which leads to a broad way. The entrance itself is so huge, is so wide, anybody can enter in. And when you enter, the way you go and meet is also wide. So you can have so many places to tread, to do whatever you want. And it's easy for everyone to find this. And that is, as I said, the way of everyone that comes to this world. Everybody is on this way. And it is the way of sin. In simple terms, the way of sin. It's the way, as First John tells us, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which leads to eternal hell and destruction. The can say, yes, Christo, or say, yes, I come, you know, I bring you, I say, fast, you know. And I'll say, a quiet back with the emotion, a quiet, so never a proper default communal, I can see it. No, any castle, any public brain or castle, any public brain, and I'm sorry, because as I said, I don't know why I will be a baby, I see our fossil. Now, a doom rubia, a couple, I mean, or more beer, a pet, so good to me, I have a side freezer, a quine. And the public brain, if you say, a quiet, a deeper, we are sitting in the deeper, we are fast, I'm going to say, some quine, a quiet, airborne, a quine. Now, John Castle, or say, a Honama Kono, a near Kono, any Abraboom, a Homaswo, a but the other way has a narrow entrance and leads to a narrow way of righteousness and eternal life. The other one is broad and leads to destruction, but this other one is a narrow. It has a narrow entrance. The gate itself is narrow and the road is so narrow, and that's the narrow way of righteousness and eternal life. Now, I'll say, But sadly, the way to righteousness, eternal life, is always against every carnal person's desires and preferences. Yes, sir. There, I want to say, acquire a court train in Kwamuno, Nipibia, or Womunemuno, or baby, I said, yes, you know. And yeah, they're okay. Kutia, Hunam, Munioma, and Pape, Sa Pononi, and Egyeni, I don't know. Sa Quina, I do come, Kwamuno, Akutia, Yempe. So, but for you to enter into the straight gate of righteousness and walk on the narrow of righteousness, narrow way to the kingdom of heaven, is by repentance of sin and believing on the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he shed on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of sin. Whoever trusts in him, he gives this. And it's the way of repentance of sin, forsaking of sin, and embrace. This is a summary of what we can deduce from. But let's further go on and see what we can further learn. I have 3 points for us to look into. The wide gate and the broad way, we want to look further into it. The straight gate and narrow way, and the exhortation that enter in at the straight gate. So let's see how we can tackle each one of them. The wide gate and the broad way. You know that in this world, when anyone is pursuing a course of life and gives him any advantage, it is hard for anyone to persuade him to stop. Let me give this. Okay, I take bribe to survive. And someone tells me, bribe is wrong. Am I willing to forgo? Unless something is done. On the normal advice, I will never let it go. Or I have a kind of lifestyle which actually gives me some advantage or gives me pleasure or fame or wealth. And in a normal sense, those in such cases will never think of the advantages of the course of life they have taken. It would be difficult to persuade such a person. And also, we have many who are afraid to become true believers, even though their conscience sometimes convict them of their neglect. There are many who come to church, who hear the gospel, who hear of repentance, who hear that they must put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross of Calvary. But it's like they've given a half heart and also a half heart to other things. And they will never come. They will neglect it. Sometimes their conscience itself tells them. The can say, you have a new mommy and son of a If you say, if you have a bribe, so we catch and say, oh, Jaina, a friend is a man, if you have an officer, no one or the train we are seeing, we're bad, they saw Jai. And if you say, on dream, a friend is saying, how are the paper in Dutch, any bonnet crown, or a very common. Yeah, guys, if you move so far, almost with somebody, Christo, on Bay Jedi Fuangas, I'm going to come up from Yamiasum, no more from a farmer in your mouth for. In the sample of you cry, the two people are more angry, only to go out from say, Messi Momo, Elbow, my brother, first on Fiso make crystal fruit, and yet, and so, Omukoso, no more at baby. The pleasure of sin entices them to continue disobedience, despite several warnings in the Bible. All these two kinds of either blatant sin or a kind of false religion is because of pleasures or the advantage they have. At least the one who thinks that he can have a kind of religion and also live his life is satisfied. At least I've given God a portion, as they say, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, which is a wrong quotation for what they do, and give unto God what belongs to God. So I've given God a part, I've given Caesar a part. And God give them some advantage. But this is what Christ himself told us, that for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? If I should get all the advantages of a life of sin and I lose my soul, what will it profit me? Or if I should get all the advantages of the pleasures of this world or the wealth of this world, and if I lose my soul, Christ said that, what will it worth for such a course of life? So this part of the way it is brought that many people take. Many people careless of whatever the Bible warns against sin and the course of life people take. The kind of said, go full way, no, I can't say one year more. If you say, and it's a woman, you know, and a mom, Kosu, and some of us are brave. Now, Bible cry and put a two or more for a month. Now, Christo Nakacha say, now then, and if I've been your sir, or when you are saying you mean, you know, I shouldn't cry. And I can say, go full way, say, Muno. Omo eni jo munya oboni bi se bi obenya ebia faso onye fi ebia ne boni wana se eni jo benya umti oma onfa onjeni kra hukra na eka sa sanyo munya unya na usho ukra as Christo kano faso bena ubenya. So the hopes of gain and the praise of men traps many. Se ebinya faso eni meza ni pansuwa kwa wayeno e chichi nifa bibri emani pansuwa so beye di etren because they are afraid of losing them if they surrender their life entirely to Christ. I'll go again with my bribery issue. I take bribes to survive. If I stop, how am I going to live? If I stop and come to Christ and repent of this sin, there are so many things I just choose this, or if I'm this and if I come to Christ, how am I going to survive? So this kind of fear led people to continue their course of life and then flee on that way that leads to destruction. Christ once said that He told the Jews that, you that you seek honor of men, how can you come to me? You see, when anyone seeks to get some benefit or advantage from any other thing that is sinful, he will never come to Christ. He will hold on to that, no matter how, whatever he may say that he can come, because he takes honor, he takes pleasure, he takes advantage from such course of life he has taken. But this is the wide gate that leads to the broad and spacious way. This way has no conviction of sins. It has no restriction on lust. Sa acquire a swing, you say, Bonnie, we are Bonnie. I said that how we breathe. Sounds so a knee, a DBA teacher was there, a corner near the ensue upon a coin. They open now, yeah. They also Bonnie Crano and now Kosuna. It has not checked the desires, the lies, and the envy, the hatred, and whatever you want. Oh, so long as it comes to my heart, I want to do. It's a course that has no restrictions. It's a course of life that even if I should think of I'm doing something bad, it's not that necessary. It's a way that people take, and that's to please themselves. So in this broad way, you can think anyhow, say anything you please. Do what you want with no fear of God and still supposedly to be a child of God. You walk on the street. When people claim to be Christian, what do? People can talk, I mean, without thinking of it. Profane words and use any kind of, as long as it pleases them. Just do something against him or her and you see the reaction. No regard to God. It's just me and myself and nobody else. The air can say, sir, a choir is here by a choir, a friend is saying, when I'm so I do better to have been now drink. I did open so baby and now yet copium reset and so when you point there over cost why. Now Miss Ruby anyhow. And so maybe the pen brief away so don't feel something and coupon call for. Do you remember when Abraham was going to one of the cities, Gerald, he said that there's no fear of God in this place, and he was afraid to go there. But how many think of, I mean, doing something and thinking of, is there God? Am I buying to look at how God is looking up into my, God is looking at concerning me? No, those who are on the Broadway don't think much. Sometimes they think a little bit about God, but not much. It doesn't move them. When they think of God, it doesn't move them to stop sin. When they think of God, it doesn't move them to revere Him, to honor Him. Since our was that a quite case yes, we say no. Almost nyango point you grab on with you. And yeah, dear, a home brain. No more being posted in coupons who say, dear, almost soon any and form of crap. So the Broadway also includes a thoughtless mind, a carnal heart, and a sinful life with no regard to God. A way of life that has nothing to do with God. A way that is only for this world and pleases myself and all that I can do. Like, this way of life, it multiplies sins. Like a driver. When he's driving, when he's moving forward, as if he changed one gear to the other. So those who are on the Broadway, they shift from one sin to the other sin and move on. From occasional sins to habitual sins. And there are many going through this road every day. But when you be on time, if you say a quiet demo, you also the awful. Bonnie no one or cost oil. One old preacher once said that there are many who accumulate heaps of sin as if they will sin the whole earth. He said that some people, if their sins were to be seen as physical, it will sin the earth. And there are many like that. This is the broad way. There are many who cannot. It's a way that leads to a free life. As many will say, liberty, live as you think. The life is short. Live, and enjoy the pleasure that comes. It's like, is it the pleasures of life are like roses. When it comes, pluck them and enjoy them. After one day, we shall all die like animals. That is what many think in this way. Do you know, I also have questions against, we are saying, you are quite a better than we are saying, sir. And to say, we are saying, you may be a month or so, but to say, flower, also. So this is what those on this way think. And there are many, the young and the old, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, they all go through this road. So it's not like somebody is not educated that is on this roadway, or somebody is rich or somebody is poor. Everyone who loves their sin is on this roadway. The rich people have their sin. The poor people have their sin. The educated have their sin. The uneducated have their sin. The children have their sins. Adults have their sins. Niyakasa ubi biara ah don ne boni or koso ne boni akwaimuno or salkwaimuno. They say skafo here for. Sorry. Omo makosko omo unko school. Omo a isha omo so yimpeni. Ubi a ah Also, it is also the course of this world that every person actually travels. As Ephesians tells us that fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Whatever comes to my mind, which is my flesh, I do it. Whatever comes to my mind, no regard, I do it. And this will lead to eternal damnation in hell, and yet many are rushing in every day. In Proverbs 16:25, we are told that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And every man in his natural, unsafe condition, live a way that pleases him. But all these ways that we live individually will one day lead to death if we don't repent of it and come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The can say, Bible says, you will quite be a nipafa sophisa yamano, name will be no at the course. And there's a quino, a penny, a quire, a deep one yachi, a dear pet, and in your mind, if it's a genipe, and not near dream. My question is, which way are you traveling this morning? Which way have you chosen in this world? And is anyone here traveling on this way of sin, of no restriction, of no fear of God in the heart? Then I ask you to reconsider it. For eternal punishment and banishment await at the end of this way of all those who pursue it. Everyone, whether you are a child, remember in Revelation, we are told that at a great day, both young and old stood before God for the judgment to be given. They're rich and poor. So there is no distinction. Everyone will be judged according to what we have done in this world. So we will go to the next portion of our case. The straight gate and the narrow way. And Christ said that because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The way straight and narrow suggests a painful and quite difficult path. That is the meaning of the figure used. The straight and narrow show the difficult and painful path. Some people think that Christianity is just like any other religion. Oh, just wear your dress, go to church, and go and listen to sermons, and go and practice what you can, and live what you cannot. No, true Christianity is a painful thing. And you see Christ himself uses many words to express it. And it's narrow. And if many people knew this, I'm not sure many people will not call themselves Christians. But what does these difficulties and the restriction lead to? We are told which leads to life. This restriction, this painful part you have to take upon yourself against your sins and to hate them and to despite their coming to you in profit, in coming to you in pleasures. It says what? It's the way that leads to life. And how many of us are willing to forgo of our sins? It is a life that rests on the hope of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him, because he loves his sin. Because this person loves his sin, the wrath of God. Some people think that God's judgment is only when we have died and we're going to before. No, even in this life, if I have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if I have not repented, the wrath of God abides on me. Many people are walking with the wrath of God abiding on them. And you know, the false preachers of our time are taking people's mind from as if the demons and the ancestral curse that are problem. No, the wrath of God abides on many. And if unrepented of sin, it will lead to eternal destruction. So our Lord tells us that what? Few there be that finds it. Because why are there few? Because many are happy with their way of loose life, with their way that is nobody checks them, with their way that nobody takes account of them. But if I'm a child of God, I know God takes account of every second of my life, and it counts. And whatever I do to please him, because he has bought me with the precious blood, which is in Christ Jesus. When I came to him, when I asked him, when I come, I came to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted on him, on his shed blood on the cross to cleanse away my sin. So firstly, the straight and the narrow way is the way for the repentant. Another sub point here. The way for the repentant. The one who is willing to let go of all sins, worldly pleasures, comfort, fame, gains, and surrender all his or her life to Christ. Somebody who will sometimes cut off worldly pleasures and still hold on to chasing after fame or chasing after wealth. Somebody who also stop chasing after too much money, but yes, hold on to pleasures. Oh, if I have little, I want to enjoy it to the full, to my own satisfaction. Somebody but also will not do any, I mean, it's too much harm, but you want the best things of life and relax without any regard to your soul. All these things are things in, when we come to Christ, we have to surrender them all, because this thing makes the soul to forget about his eternal destiny. Because you have to let go of it, because while you love your sins, you can never desire the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. The rightness in Christ, the righteousness in Christ is opposite of our sinful lifestyle. So if I should come to Christ to have his righteousness, I cannot come with my sin. The sin has to be taken, care of. Christ has to take it away and give you his righteousness. So if I want to maintain my sinfulness, Christ cannot give me his righteousness. Then I deny myself of my eternal life. In John 3:20, we are told that for everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You see, this is one of the reasons why many people are not saved. Many people love their life or for sin. We say what? Doeth evil. Whoever loves to do evil hates the light of repentance, the light of what? Faith in Christ, where he will give us his righteousness. It's light. And many hate because when they come, their deeds will be reproved. Where they have to accept and be guilty of it and take upon Christ forgiveness, where they are sinful. No, many don't want that. They want to continue in their way of sin. All who love the pleasures of their sins hate the gospel of Christ, because the gospel exposes their sinful deeds and convicts them as guilty before God. It makes men guilty. Everyone who comes under the gospel conviction feels his guiltiness, feels his helplessness, feels his need for a great Savior who came to die on the cross for our sins. But if I love my sin, I will never see the need, because how would I be guilty? After all, I've not done so much, I've not done so much against God. But if I see I've done so much against God, I'll come. I'll repent of it and come to Christ. Remember Herodias. Herod's wife hated John the Baptist because John was preaching against her sins. And so this that led her to tell her daughter to request for John's head when he was in prison. She hated John. And John was telling them that which were right for their soul. And many today, they don't have power to do as Herodias did, but their power is in their heart to maintain their lifestyle, which is opposite of what Christ offers in the gospel. The gospel offers light. It offers cleanness, holiness in Christ. But if I love my sin in darkness, filthiness, corruption, Christ cannot come in. And also, some also false repent like King Saul. You see, King Saul, he told David, oh, I have sinned. That you are right before, you are right than me. And yet, he was still hating David. That is many also repent like. They at a point see their sinfulness, but then it doesn't continue. So many, while they say they have repented, yet their lust, hatred, envy, greed, and his honesty lies quiet in their hearts, resting to expose itself anytime it wants. They will not commit that part to God. They will not surrender that part to Christ so that he will heal. Christ himself is a physician of soul. He will heal every corrupted part of the heart that sin has so corrupted. But if I hold on to these things, then he cannot give me his blessing. And this is the severity of repentance. The Lord said that, and if thy right hand offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. This is the severity. If my eyes see things that give me pleasure that I cannot repent, say, I have to cut that thing off, not take my eye, I have to cut the occasion off, and put myself against, if it's my hands that do things that are sinful against, I have to cut it off. It's just a representative, but anything that stands in the way of my salvation, I have to take it off. And you use the word pluck it off, because it's like plucking your hair. It's a very difficult thing. This is the life I've lived. I've lived a sinful lifestyle. And living it is difficult. But if we ask for grace from God, he's able to give us. For he himself gives us grace to repent. It's not on ourselves. If some people think that, oh, how can I stop this business? No, but come, ask the Lord. And there's nothing that he cannot do. He will give you the grace to repent. He will help you. And then you're able to embrace our dear Lord and Savior Jesus. It is not something left on your own. No, only come and ask of him to help. And you know, some of these things might seem displeasing to anyone who doesn't really consider his sins. Yes. Oh, yes, what he's saying is true. But if you really consider the deadliness and the consequence that sin, what the end will bring to your life when you are the day of judgment comes, I'm sure you'll run and seek a pardon in Christ Jesus. Let me give this illustration of repentance. A man carries a piece of timber sideways on his head and tries to enter a narrow gate. This man carries maybe a big timber or maybe something which is bigger than the gate. And he wants to enter the gate, and the thing cannot enter, and he's forcing himself. And if at the end of the day he's not able to enter, who has denied him? Was it the gate, or the one who made the gate, or himself? It's himself. That is also the same way. If I should carry my sin, I cannot enter into the way of righteousness. It's not God who has not been merciful to me. It's not Christ who did not think of me. I have hurt myself by not entering him. I have been careless. The man will say to himself, oh, finally, when he sits back, oh, it's because of this sin that the door is closed against me. So it is with the way of repentance. While we hear the gospel, and if we let our sins deter us from coming to Christ, one day the day of mercy will cut from us. We will be in this life, but the day of mercy will be cut from us. God will not give us opportunity again. And what happened that day? We shall live our life, and where will it end? You have denied yourself of life. Life that will live on to eternity. A special life to live here under the Lordship of Christ. And when eternity comes, you live on to eternity. Many people love to talk of, eternal life. But they hate to think of what takes us to eternal life. There should be a repentance. So you have to deny yourself to the way of salvation, which is through Jesus Christ's atonement. Until certain is done, there is no way you can attain to the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. There is no way the blood of Christ on the cross will benefit your soul. It is not a wholesale application. It's an individual. Yes, it is for everyone, but you must come. Come, as Christ said, come unto me. And whoever comes, I will no wise turn him out. So secondly, we look at the straight and narrow way is the way of faith. You have seen the way of repentance, and it's the way of faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Another aspect to think of the way that is narrow is the way of faith. The way that is devoid of any good in any man. To be saved by faith is to believe only in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is shed on the cross for punishment of sin. Only that, your hope and trust only in that. And forsaking all dependence on whatever good I am, whatever lessons I have not committed, whatever things I have not done. So long as you depend on these things, the grace of God to salvation, you have denied yourself. You cannot enter into this way. Many will think that they are not in the broad way of sin. I don't fornicate, I don't cheat, I don't fight, I don't insult. So I'm not in that broad way of sin. No, I have a character that is somehow recommended by people around me. I'm a good person somehow. And how many religious persons walk in this broad way of sin? It's also a way of sin. When I think of myself as a good person, against the free gift that is in Christ Jesus, it's the way of sin. And many who attend churches on this broad way, many have taken this course because they think that to be saved is to have a religion, which, quote unquote, is in a church, maybe in a good church or whatever church. The church says no. All those who have on this broad way also should take note that Bible tells us in Galatians 2:16 that knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, any deed of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. By my own doing, no flesh, by doing anything, will be justified. You think, how can your own doing give you eternal life? How can your own doing wash away the previous harm you have done? It is impossible. Even on that note, and think of the deeper things of your own standing before God. It is only trusting in Christ's atonement that saves. When he died on the cross, that's the reason why I always tell people, do you think that if good works will save, why should Christ come and suffer and die? It's worthless. If you should think, why should Christ should come and suffer and die on the cross, to bear shame and punishment, to be beaten, to be despised, God, the Almighty God, who created everything, should come and submit himself to his creatures to scorn him. And yet people think that I can come to God with my good. It's the greatest insult to what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. Christ himself is the what? Is the straight and the narrow. He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Him himself, Christ, is the way. And you know, how do we, the way of faith is what? It's like this. To try to be saved. Like, you see, when a beggar sits by the wayside, how does he survive? When somebody gives alms. So how can I survive? How can I have a spiritual life when God gives me a gift? A gift that of eternal life, a gift of salvation, when I've come to him. He's not bound to give it to me. When the beggar sits by the wayside, is anybody bound to him? No. But the merciful person finds him and gives him something. So God is so merciful that he has found us. He has given us his gospel as a representative, telling us of what Christ has done for us. He has shown us that our way of sin is taking us to destruction. So I now come to my exhortation, enter in at the straight gates. And I think of all advice in this world, this is the most wisest of all concerning our current life and hereafter. When we think of our lives on this earth, how short it is, and how soon we shall expire like a bubble. When you use the soap, you have a bubble, it bursts and goes away, or like a vapor that vanishes away. When we think of that, and also the life that is to come, that is eternal. When we think of that, this is the greatest advice the Lord can give us. And our blessed Savior knows what? The best way. He has marked out the right one for us so that we may not miss it. You see, someone may say, I didn't know that how to believe. No, he said, enter. And he has shown us how to enter. He has told us. He did not tell us to enter the Broadway. We are already in the Broadway. And he said that we should leave the Broadway and enter into the way of life, which is repentance of us and the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there are only two ways that we can travel. The one leads to eternal misery and the other to eternal happiness. But he says, enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because it leads to life. Life that pleases God while we are here. Life of holiness and a life of everlasting peace. Sometimes we need to sit down and think, if I leave this world, how am I going? And think about our souls. Am I in right standing before God? I think this will help us. But sometimes we don't think about it. We just hear the gospel, it's okay. But think, after this life lies eternity, time without end. And why am I going to spend that time? Am I going to spend that in peace and joy and happiness? Or am I going to spend that in misery, in sin, and everlasting shame? The wide and broad way of sin leads to destruction. You are everlasting separated from life, peace, and the presence of God. And the punishment into darkness with devils and damned spirits to all eternity in the hell forever. Look how Satan is restrained here. He tempts us. But in hell, all those who are unsaved will be with Satan and his demons. So those who go to jail, they are going to cast demons and they are happy. If they are not saved, they are going to be with the demons in hell forever. They are going to be with Satan in hell forever. And what, nobody will deceive them because they will see them. As they are, and they will live with them. And here, what do we think this morning? Eternal hell is here, and eternal life is here. Which one do we think? So I ask, are you still thinking of walking the way that is brought, that leads to destruction, the way of sin, which many are daily entering in? Or you are willing to think of your life and stop enjoyment of this broad way for a moment, which ends in disappointment and misery. Even this life, this way, has so many disappointments and miseries, which this life can never answer for us. Are you willing to let go of this? May each one of us escape from this to life, which is in Christ Jesus. Fly from the wrath to come. As Christ himself said, told us in elsewhere, he said that strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Many, when the time of mercy is spent for them, when they have finished enjoying their life of sin and think, oh, I'm an ass, think about God, God will not be there for them. So many. So now he says strife. Else we say, when we are doing, enter. But he says strife. And the word strife means you have to labor. You have to labor with your sin, against your sin, and do away with them. Because when you don't do that, the day is coming when the door of mercy will be shut on you. God himself told the Israelites, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God is not happy that people will destroy themselves in hell. But the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Why will you continue in the way of sin? Why will you continue the broad way that leads to destruction? Why? There's a time to come to our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So come then and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. For he ever stands ready. His blood he shed on the cross of Calvary is for every sinner. But will you come and also take of it? Will you come that he will cleanse you and that he will wash you fresh so that the wrath of God will be taken away from you? There's salvation in Christ alone. There's no salvation in good works. There is no salvation in the way of sin. There's no salvation in any other but in Christ Jesus alone.